Machshev Oleho. And now the Kohen has in mind to have a Machshev as Pigul, a Machshev as Psul. He has in mind now, while the Kemitz is in his left hand, Bein Chuslam Koimu, he has in mind to burn it in the wrong place. Bein Chuslas Manu, he has in mind now to burn it the wrong time. He is Psul Vein Mekoros. It's only Chal and Issa, but it's not Chal Koros. And the Shita explains the reason why it's Psul over here, not because the Machshava. Since the Kemitz is in the left hand, you can't have a Machshava to Psul it. But the reason why it's possible is because the Avoida was done this mail. Since it's in your left hand, that makes a psul. And now the Girsa should be, what's going to be if the Kenitza was in his right hand, and now Chishav Aleh Chutzlam Koimai is possible. The Yain Bekoris, if he only had a mind to do something in the wrong place, that's always possible, makes a psul, but there's no Chiyav Koris to eat from it. But let's say he had a mind now, Chutzlas Manoi, he had a mind now to burn it the wrong time, so then Pigol Chayav Mal, of course. It would be Chal Pigol, since the Kemitz is in his right hand, he could have a Machshavas of Pigol. Divrei Rebbe Lezer, these are the words of Rebbe Lezer. Divrei Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. These are the words of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon. Yeah, these are the words of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon. V'chom say they'll know that Kivan Shinosnu L'Smil, as soon as you put it into your left hand, Poslosai Matnosai, that makes a psul, that you cannot put it back anymore into your right hand. In other words, according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, even though the Kohen put the Kemitz into his left hand, if he'll put it right back into his right hand, it'll be kosher. But according to Chum, they say no, as once you put the Kemitz into your left hand, that possible that even though you'll put it back later into your right hand, even without any Machshava, still will be possible. So my time, what's the reason of Chumim? Mishum deboyi kedusha v'kli. Because locher is once you make the kemitza, you're supposed to take this kemitza and put it inside a klisharis. Just like the dam. When you make a kabbalah sadam, the dam has to come out of the neck straight into a klisharis and eat the klisharis. And over here, the chivrin shenostal is smoil, since you took this kemitza before you put it into the klisharis, you put it into your left hand, it's nas, it's considered as if kedam, just like by a kabbalah sadam of a korban, shenishpach mitzabe beim ala ritzpa, that the dam fell straight out of the neck of the animal onto the floor before it went into a klisharis, and the yosra first lady gathered together off the floor. But the ablocher is shepostle, that is postle, because since the dam needs a kiddush, it has to go straight from the kabbalah means, has to go straight from the neck into a klisharis to receive its kedusha. But if it falls on the floor first, it's postle. It's the same thing by this kemitzer also. Since the korn trachomim, after you make the kemitzah, you take the handful, you have to put it straight into a klisharis. So if you put it someplace else first, that will make a psul. So that's pshan rachomim. But I call upon a mechlau, it's a proof from over here, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, loy boy man kli, that they hold no, once you make a kemitzah, you do not put out, have to put it into a klisharis. That's why even though you put it into your left hand first, you allow to go put it back into your right hand. It's the lechura tiyufta, the Rav Nachman tiyufta. This will be a kasha against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, according to everybody, you have to make a kiddush on the kemitza. So tiyufta Rav Nachman tiyufta. And here it's a kasha against Rav Nachman. Now Rav Yehuda bred Rav Chiya Mesailei. It's a proof to Rav Yehuda bred Rav Chiya that if you want to do the avoda biyad, you do not have to have a klisharis, but our korponim has to be done b'yamin with your right hand. It only holds if you put it into your left hand, you can put it back into your right hand. But if you do the whole avodah with your left hand, then it was possible to write to you the bread of Chiya. So the chur of so the Rabbi Yana leimetev to you to the chur tzakasha Rabbi Yana. The Rabbi Yana before was the one that said you could even use your left hand. And here it's marshman. No, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you do the whole thing with your left hand, it would be possible. Is amalach Rabbi Yana ano diyamri ketana tehikter for lavud starting ketani. Rav Yani would say, Nechnami, from this price attack, it's mashma that if you do the whole avodah with your left hand, it'll be possible. But he yells at the other Tana. The Tana before that was mashma, you could do it, bain b'yamin, bain b'smail, bain b'yad, bain b'kli, and it does not say let's start them. It's mashma one klal, and according to Rav Shimon, it's kosher, no matter how you bring them in her. So therefore, it's not a tiyufta against Rav Yani, but I call upon him against Rav Nachman, it is a tiyufta. Here it's mashma clearly, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you do not need a kiddush. The mincha, the kemitza, does not have to have a kiddush into a klisharis. Now the Gemara goes to explain the second part of the Mishnah that says, "Hikta koimtza pamayim ksheira." if you burn the kemitzah twice, it's kshera. Twice means you take this one kemitzah and you divide it up in half, and you burn half of it at a time. So in other words, each maisa is still considered a maisa aktara. So I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, pamayim v'loy pamay pamayim. You can only burn it in two shots, but not let's say in three or four shots. Rabbi Yechonon Nama no, pamayim v'filu pamay pamayim, even three or four shots also it's enough. My b'nai, what's the machlekes? I'm Rabbi Zera. That the machlekes is, yesh koimitz, pochos mishnei zesim, v'yesh haktaro, p'chusa mikizayisik v'nayu. The nafkamina is a shach like every kemitza has to have at least two kizayisim. And also, that every haktorah has to be at least a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not called haktorah, that's a machlokes. And it's like this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Savar, ein kemitz pachos mishnei zesim. A kemitza cannot be less than two zesim. And also, the ein haktorah p'chusim a kezayis. A maisa haktorah of burning has to be at least you're burning a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not called a maisa haktorah. So the mitzvah of the kemitz is you have to burn the kemitza. Now the kemitza has at least two kezayisim inside it. Therefore, if you divide it in half and burn each one separately, you're burning the size of a kezayis. Therefore, it's called a good haktara. Therefore, you'd be yotza. So that's Shana Mishnah that hekter kumtza pamayim is kshera, but only in two shots, not in more than that. Then you'll have less than a kezayis by each burning, and it's not called a ma'is haktara, according to Shimon Levi. However, Reb Yechonon Sava know that yesh kemitz. He holds that a kemitz itself could be made from less than two zeisim. If so, when a mishnah says you could do it half at a time, it must be that v'yesh haktorah p'chusa mikazayis. It's shayach to have a ma'is haktorah even though you don't have a kazayis. Because if the whole kemitz is less than two and it's wider than half, so each half has less than one, and so it says you could burn each one separately. So if you have yechidin shiter is, you could have a ma'is haktorah even though it's less than a kazayis. So once it's called a haktorah, less than a kezayis, you can make it into three or four or five shots if you want. No matter how much you burn at a time, it's called a ma'is haktorah. And if at the end it comes out, you burn the whole kemitza, you'd be yotza. Itma, we learned like this, that kemitz miyemus saimati shirayim bachila. When you make a kemitza from the mincha, and then you burn the kemitza, that's what's mata, that now the kohen's allowed to eat the leftover, the shirayim of the mincha. Now, when exactly is the chal the heter to eat the shirayim? So, Rabbi Chanina Oimer, Misha Moshlo Bayesor. As long as the fire grabbed the hold of the mincha, it just started to burn the mincha, then it just started to burn the kemitza, that's matter right now to eat the shirayim. Rabbi Yechanan says, Misha Tatzitz Bayesor Berubay. No, it's not enough just that the fire starts to burn the kemitza, but it has to be that the fire grabbed the hold of Roiv of the kemitza ready. When Roiv of the kemitza is on fire, is starting to be burnt, that's when the shrine is muta bachila. That's the smachloikis from Bechanina and Rabbi Yechanan. O Malei, Rabbi Yehuda, L'Rabba Bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Asav L'Chol Taimad Rabbi Yechanan. Let me come and explain you the reasoning of Rabbi Yechanan. That Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vine Ola Kito Oretz Kekito Akivshan. That the fire went up like the burning of a furnace. Now, ain kivshin malakita, when does the furnace give off its smoke? Until rove of the things inside is caught on fire. So that's called haktara. So the Torah says to burn something, it means that rove of it has to be on fire. That's called haktara. Then the shirayim of the mincha is muta bachila. O male rovin, ba ravad al rovo, amri tamidcho, that your tamidim say over. In the name of Rav Amram, that Omer of Amram Ram said, Tani, we learn like this, Ein liyela dvorm shadak in the korbalaylo, what are things that are allowed to be burnt on the Mizbech the whole night? Things that are usually burnt the whole night time. What is that? Going like a vorim, the meats of a korbalaylo, o pedorim, and the fats of the korbim, shemalanu maktirim boy hashemesh, that you let it first put it up on top of the Mizbech, even after Shkia, even after the sun went down, o mesachrum loch and kolalaylo kula, let it be burnt on the Mizbech the whole night time. There's no psul shki over here. What about Dvorim Shadak and the Korah V'yoyim? What about things that are usually burnt by daytime? Kegurin HaKoimitz, the Kemitza V'mincha, V'halavoyna V'haktaris, or else the Minchas Kanim, that the whole thing is burnt. O Minchas Koimishuach, the Koim Godol, O Minchas Nesachim, O Minchas brought because of the Korbin, that all these things are burnt. Shemalanu Maktirun Mivoy HaShemesh, that also you're allowed to bring it up and burn it after Shkia. So more is the question, why? V'amati just got finished saying, Dak Nekor Bayayim, these things are usually brought by daytime. So what do you say after Shkia for? El or rather means like this, Imbo HaShemesh, means that you have to put it on the Mizbech before Shkia. Koydim Bias HaShemesh. Shemesh Achlam Lachum Kol HaLayla, that once it's on the Mizbech already from before Shkia, it's allowed to stay on the Mizbech and burn on it the whole night time. Minayin, how do I know this? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Zois Teres Oilo, these dalachas of being Oilo, putting things on Mizbech. Riboy, it's a Riboy to say that, as long as it was put on before Shkia, it's allowed to stay there and being burnt the whole night. Ay, voim Bo HaShemesh, Lo Mishkachas Lo Shetat Hitzol Barubay. But the Chur, if you're telling me now that you put it up right before Shkia, if so, it doesn't come out that it was caught fire Barubay. The Rashi says the question is that in Bo HaShemesh Lo Mishkachas Yitzia Saw Barubay, Koydim Shkia Sachama, it's not going to be that rape of the Kemitza was burnt before Shkia. And Viloi Choshev HaKtorah Chetot HaSob Barubay, if it's not considered a Maisa HaKtorah until Rabiv is being burnt, if so, if Sulhu Veshkia Sachama, then the Mincha should become possible by Shkia, because by Shkia there was no Heta for you to eat it. So Chur, it should be possible. Sakhnir says it's Kosher. So Ma'in says, Lekasher is no Sira. Kan Likloit, Kan Lahatir. Liklag Rashi says, Shetay Mizbeach Kotoi, Shla Yisablino, Heve Misha Moshla Bayor. He also agrees that once it was put on the Mizbeach, as long as the fire just started on it, that's enough to say the Mizbeach is Kilit. That once it's on the Mizbeach, it could stay there. It does not have Lina. But that I was saying that the Shirayim is only Mutta after the fire caught on to right of it, that means Kan Lahatir. That the Hetta Tibichal, when you let eat from the Shirayim, that's only if the robe of it was caught on fire. Therefore, there's no stira. Likloit means that it should be called a Maisak Torah, that it was on the Mizbech before Shkia. That is no psulina. That's chal right away. As soon as the fire grabs a hold of it, that's called Likloit. There's no psul. Rebbe Lezer, Master Rebbe Lezer learns like this. Rebbe Lezer, Master Lo, Mevoi HaShemesh. It's talking about even if you put it on after the Shkia. So the question is, why are you telling me now that the kemitza has to be put on the boy joim? Or mukum laba paikin? It's talking about true avada. The kemitza was put on the mizbeach before shkia by daytime, but just that it fell off, it came off the mizbeach. So lochur is even though it came off, you had to put it back though nighttime. V'chein ki yosi rav dimi yom rav yanai the paikin. That it says it could be burnt the whole night means in the case where it came off the mizbeach after it was already put on. So since it was on already, you had to put it back on again. So more is the question of Miyam Rabbi Yani Yochad, the true Rabbi Yani, if I can say like this, I have one Rabbi Yani says, Keteris Shepoko Me'agabia Mizbech, if the Keteris has put on the Mizbech, if it fell off the Mizbech, Afilu Kortin Shabo, even one kernel of it. Rashi says, Shleimim V'chashuvim Shabo, even one piece of it, Ein Machzirinos, he did not return it. So go according to Rabbi Yani, he did not return it. V'toni Rabbi Chanina Ba'min Yumi, V'divei Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, he learned that really what's pshat in Rabbi Yanai. Pshat like this, the Pasuk says, Shetoy Chol Eish, Efeil Ala Mizbech, that the fire is burning the korban oilo. So we darshin, Ikulei oilo atomah ziroi, something that's being burned from the korban oilo, like the meat of the fat, if it falls off to Mizbeach, you're supposed to put it back on again. But V'yatomah zir Ikulei Keteris, but if the Keteris came off the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back on again. So it's all the here in the Bryce that says Keteris also. So how can you say it's talking about Toikin if it comes off? Rav Yani says when it comes off, you don't put it back on again. Gemara says true, Samim Mikan Keteris. Take out from this Bryce the Keteris. It's not talking about Keteris, it's talking about the other things. It's talking about the Kaimitz and the Levoina, not the Keteris. And the Kaimitz and the Levoina, by those things, if they come off the Mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to put it back on again. Omer Abasi Abasi says, Ki Parshat Reb Lezer Masechta, when Reb Lezer was learning this Masechta Menachis, when he used to learn this Masechta, Boy Yoch, he has to shout like this, Koimeit Sheshidroi, the Sidr Olave Samarocha, that you made your Kemitza, you put it down on the Mizbeach, and then on top of the Kemitza, you put the Marocha, you put the wood, Mao, and then you burn it. Is that called the Maisak Torah? Derech HaKtorah Bekach, Oyen Derech HaKtorah Bekach, Teiku, That's a good shaila. Because usually the Maisak Tzor is that first you have the wood on bottom, you light it on fire, and then you put the kemitzah, you burn it on top of it. But here that you put the kemitzah down first, and then you make a siddur of the woods on top of it, that's a teiku, and that's called the Maisak Tzor. Boy Chizki, Chizki has a shaila like this. Eivorim shesidron v'sidron orleim esam arocha. You get the same shaila by a korban. You have the pieces of meat of the korban oilu that you put down on the mizbeach, and on top of that you put the wood. Mahu alo eitzam amir rachmona davko. The Torah says you have to put the meat on top of the wood. Doesn't mean bedavka on top of the wood, and here it's underneath the wood. It's no good. Alo eitzim oidum maybe no kiv in the cost of kurach rini asher toichol eishes oilu ala mizbeach. As long as the fire burns the korban oilu on the mizbeach, it's enough. Either way you do is good. Whether you put the meat on top or you put the meat on the bottom, both ways is kosher. So what's this take? That's a good shayla. It's a good shayla by when you burn the karbonis. Is that also considered a maisak tzor or not? Maybe you would have to have it on top of the wood, or maybe no. Either way is good.